Hey, real quick, I made a little cartoon series on Comedy Central Digital called An Office Cartoon, which you can get links to on my site, manolosomething.com. I co-wrote it with Keaton Patty of Twitter fame, and it also features the voice of past guest Annie Donnelly, as well as Courtney Parchman, a.k.a. Average Fashion Blogger of Instagram fame. There's all kind of famouses here. Go to manolosomething.com and get the links to watch on YouTube and inundate the videos with likes and comments, please. Thanks.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to Dr. Game Show. So welcome to Dr. Game Show. This is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with our friends on Zoom. I say friends loosely. It's very exciting that y'all are here. And
you know when you have family Zoom?
Yeah.
It's like this.
Okay,
yeah. This is like a family Zoom.
Yeah.
And not like a work meeting.
Yeah. All right. If you have any ideas for games, you can email drgameshow@gmail.com. That's drgameshow@gmail.com. And if you win a game, you do get a custom magnet. At the end of each episode, we will vote for one game that we played to win. And then we will play that next episode. Pretty exciting stuff.
What's new with you?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm reading a murder mystery.
What part of the mystery are you at?
This wrong suspect just got arrested.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he's supposed to start Princeton tomorrow.
Gosh. And he goes to school?
He's a graduated senior, and he's starting Princeton tomorrow, but Princeton just called and said that they don't want him there until he's cleared his name.
Oh, that's responsible, I guess.
Yeah.
It's hard to do both.
He just got released from jail, but there's another person that's probably the killer, and he bought alcohol for underage kids.
That's not good. That's not good. No, sir. Boo.
Yeah, so I don't really know how it's going to end, but I got about 150 pages left.
My neck hurts.
What?
Sorry, also?
No, it's okay. Let's move on to your neck. What's going on with your neck?
It hurts because I didn't have time to set up the camera, so it's on the top of the laptop, and now I'm like slightly bent down, and it's now I know what it feels like to have worse posture than I normally have.
You look like you have good posture right now.
It's camera tricks.
Oh, it's
I'm like slouched. I'm super slouched.
You
want to
tilt your computer?
If I tilt it, I'd have to bend lower.
Okay. Well, then that's my one solution. It was offered by the chat, and that one actually won't help. So.
Yeah. If anyone has any tips.
Okay. If anyone has any tips.
What else did you say? You said something else?
I got a big piece of fabric. I don't know what it's called, but it's really a really great thing.
For what do you use it for? Is it a ShamWow?
No, but it's like ShamWow if it had a hood.
A Snuggie?
No, not a Snuggie. It's something else.
A cowl.
Could be a cowl.
You could enter a horse and carriage with that? A buggy?
No, I don't think you would want to get on a horse with this, but it is like this beautiful. I got it as a gift, and I've been wearing it. Usually I go to bed and I put blankets over me, but this one I just sleep on top of the bed.
Whoa.
With it on it.
Why are you wearing it now?
I don't know. I just thought it would come on too strong.
A pretty, pretty poncho, they say on the chat.
It's beautiful. It's the color of electric grape.
What?
Yeah.
And wow. That's vibrant.
Yeah, Mike said I looked like I was trying to do Grimace fanfic, but it does look, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Charming.
It's a charming piece of clothing, and I recommend you get one.
Can I mention something real quick?
Yeah. Is it about your neck?
No, I'm dealing with it, but one of our guests today, guest is Sepha, my friend Sepha. Mm-hmm. And it just reminded me, he got me a gift once from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Let me show it real quick. Guess where I keep it?
In your drawer.
On the floor.
Oh, hold okay. Sepha, for those who... Oh my gosh, it's a beautiful doll. Jester. It's a Jester.
It's just a doll.
It's a, this kind of doll in the world of dolls would be used to entertain the king and queen doll.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, I don't know what reminded.
On the floor. I'll just put it back on the floor. That is going to anger it.
I shouldn't keep it on the floor?
No. No, keep it on the desk. Listen to where it wants to be.
I wonder what reminded Sepha of it that reminded.
I mean, just looking at it, it's pretty clear to me, but.
You look at that.
Yeah, that definitely looks like you for sure.
That's, I guess.
That's got Manola written all over it. I do want to say, Sepha, for those listeners who are questioning, who's Sepha? He's got a good friend named, I believe his name is Chico.
Oh,
and yeah, Chico. Chico paints houses. And Chico always has a baby he brings with him. And he always starts crying when he starts painting the houses. So Sepha and Chico are very good friends. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, so with that being said, already I'm thinking this is going to be a pretty good episode. Are you ready to get started, Manuel?
Yeah, let's get started.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go. No. I hope you're ready.
No, you do the first thing. You understand?
Oh. like the theme song?
Yeah.
I don't have a theme song. Huh. Oh, someone has a guitar?
Who has a guitar? Oh, great. Maybe they know. Dot. In Philadelphia, is that correct, Dot?
I'm usually in Philly, but I'm in Florida right now. I'm traveling.
Okay, we'll hear that. We'll hear that in the sound.
We'll hear the moderate temperature.
Okay, so Dot in Florida.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
It's Joe Firestone. Do you want to play a game and get judged by Manolo? Well, they need to know, is Dr. Game Show?
Hey. Yeah. That was great.
Wow. Big Huge is finally feeling redemption. Thank you. That was beautiful.
I've got a lot of instruments with me, and I'm happy to contribute however
you want. Okay, if you could just give us a little taste of what's the next instrument you'll be using, that'll be helpful. Just to keep the listeners engaged, you know?
I've got a ukulele, a steel guitar, and a banjo also. So
well, looks like Florida's making music today. Mm. Dot, thank you. We'll come right back to you. We really appreciate that start. That was very classy.
Finally, okay. A theme song that I'm in.
Finally, a theme song that I'm in.
I'm trying to get on all theme songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever happened to my OM?
He had a bathroom emergency. That's why nothing was set up properly.
Nobody needed to know that. We started just a few minutes late. Nobody needed to know.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course. That's why.
Okay. So, Dot, thank you again. That was an incredible. Wow. Who knew there's like true musicians amongst us? Okay. So, let's go ahead and get started. We're going to play three games with you all. This first game is submitted by Corey Wilcox, and it's called, and we don't know where they live. And that's something that's on us. We don't know where Corey lives.
It's on us or it's on Corey?
It's on us, I think. So they submitted the Bigfoot Festival. So Corey writes, callers or Zoomers are attendees at the National Bigfoot Festival when Bigfoot himself, played by Manolo, starts terrorizing the festival guests.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, boy. Couldn't be. I'm too small.
That cookie jar thing just goes, who, me? Yes, you. Oh, boy. I'm too small.
I'm too small to reach the cookie jar.
Yeah. I mean, I wish. But they're making cookie jars so small these days.
Mm.
Okay, so Manolo starts terrorizing the festival guests. Each caller has a hobby that they brought to the festival. Joe assigns the hobby. Callers must describe how they would capture Bigfoot using only the tools related to their hobby. Callers win if Manolo says they catch him. If Manolo says they catch him. For example, if Joe assigned knitting to a caller, then they could knit a net out of yarn to catch Manolo.
Oh, no. I'm quick, though, so who knows?
Okay, so Manolo, could we just get a sense, just so you don't scare anybody, what your Bigfoot sounds like? Could you just do it quick?
Whoa.
Bigfoot isn't dead. You know that it's not like a ghost. It's just a monster.
Oh, okay. Arf, 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 arf. Me, 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 me. It's me, Bigfoot. Me, 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 me.
Okay, so the arf, 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 and me, 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 arf, arf, arf. The same character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, arf is when I'm trying to get the cookies. And me, me, me is when I'm trying to draw attention as I run from tree to tree.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. So that's right. Okay. So everybody understands that's definitely Bigfoot. I think that's exactly what Corey had in mind. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that they assigned you that. Okay. So let's see. Who would like if you would like to participate, you can win a custom magnet, and then I will assign you a hobby. I did see Oren in Millburn, New Jersey, raise his hand. Okay, so Oren, just give us a sense of what's going on before I assign you a hobby.
What do you mean, Joe?
Okay, like Oren, like what's? I guess what'd you eat today?
For breakfast.
Yeah.
I just ate cereal, I think. Yeah.
What kind of cereal?
There's like these like little like flakes that have like chocolate bits in them.
Oh. Whoa.
You know, we are sponsored by Magic Spoon.
Cool.
Okay.
So. Next time. Yeah, next you know time. What I had for breakfast?
What?
Potato chips.
No, you didn't.
I did. They were baked Lays. Every time I walked by them, I wanted to eat them. So I was like, I have to give in. Maybe I just needed salt, but I ended up with a plate of salt that I could eat. Little salt plates.
Okay, little salt plate. And so, Oren, I'm making a lot of assumptions here, but are you, what grade are you in school?
Second,
nice. Okay. And have you ever experienced Bigfoot in the flesh?
No, just a movie.
Okay. So do you believe Manolo's Bigfoot?
No.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, that's all criticism.
I'd make a grapefruit.
Okay. Okay, but we're looking for Bigfoot, you know? So Oren, I don't want to just like assign out the blue. Could you just give me, don't tell me your exact hobbies, but kind of a rough estimate.
Gaming.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and say your hobby is, it's actually tennis. Okay. So, you're a big tennis guy, and, you're going to have to figure out how to trap Bigfoot with the tools you have that involve tennis.
Okay.
Okay.
Me.
I'm gonna use a tennis racket and a tennis ball, and I'm just going to rack Manolo. I'm gonna rack the ball, and then it's gonna fly into his head.
Ow! Owie!
Is he knocked down to the ground, or is he just kind of bounces off his head? He keeps walking around.
He gets knocked out to space.
What? There's no cookies in space.
Okay, so, I mean, if he's knocked out to space, I think that definitely, I mean, I don't know for sure, but Manolo, can you confirm or deny, did Oren get you?
You knocked me out in space. Now you're going to have to try. Now I'm further away from being caught.
Okay. But, I mean, okay, so I guess that's a good point. Oren, do you have any kind of allies in space that could kind of catch him once he's thrown out there with the tennis ball?
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Great. Okay, so that answers that question, yeah.
So the person Oren is playing tennis with is in space, and then he knocks me back down.
Is that true, Oren?
Yes, I'm playing with a Jewish alien.
I was actually going to ask next if the alien was Jewish, so that answered my question.
And explains it.
So what do you think, Manolo?
They got me.
Oh my gosh, Oren, congratulations, you're getting a custom magnet.
Yay!
Teamwork makes a dream work. That's what I say with all Jewish aliens. Thank you, Oren. Thank you so much, Oren. Really, really strong start. I don't know how we're going to top this. Ooh.
Good work, Oren.
Wow. Okay. So it looks like maybe Zach in Providence, Rhode Island would like to go. Is that true?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
What's going on?
Zach, what's going on?
It's weird to see your faces. Zach, it's a little bit odd.
Don't say that.
No, sorry.
Okay, so Zach.
I'm very comfortable with your face.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. That's the attitude we're trying to get out across. So Zach, if you could just kind of give us a sense of your hobbies, and if you're in a grade, what grade, that would help.
I'm perpetually stuck in fifth grade, but I play music. I don't know. I also game. I have a lot of hobbies, I guess.
Okay. Gaming, music. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say you needlepoint. That's your hobby, is your needlepointer, okay?
I mean, obviously, I'm going to knit a net to catch Manolo with, and I'm going to use the needlepoints as the sticks for the end of the net.
Because you got to be able to hold the net somehow.
I want to keep and capture... you know, Bigfoot alive so that I can put him on display. So why would I try?
Yeah. So the sticks. Okay. So Manolo, sorry if I missed this, but it seems like you're not in character at all.
Oh, arf, cookies. Give me some festival cookies at the cookie festival.
I missed cookies. Where did that come in?
From the cookie jar.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it. Okay.
Active listening, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Zach. Appreciate that so much. Okay, so Zach, you're taking your needle pointing, you're using it as sticks, sewing a net, and basically, are you just hoping your arms are bigger than Manolo, or...
I mean, I would obviously knit larger hands, So.
Oh, you knit pants.
Clearly.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
It's like being caught in a Michelle Gondry video.
I mean, I mean, it's very Michelle Gondry of you. So, I mean, what do you think, Zach? Do you think that, just to get a sense of your confidence, do you think that you've caught Manolo?
I think so. I hope so, anyway.
Well, okay.
I have a question about my capture. How am I going to be put on display?
What?
I'm gonna keep in tune with the knitting things, and I'll knit you a cage, and we'll put you in a completely knitted zoo, and all the people who come will also be knitted, and it will be completely made up and magical, and yeah.
Very twee.
Yeah, surrounded by string people. That seems comforting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll be cut.
Okay, there you go. So you're getting a custom magnet. Incredible.
Awesome. Life goals are actualized.
Oh, wow. That's the attitude we like. That's the attitude we love. Okay, now we do have to check in with our dear friend, Sepha. Sepha, if you could just, we would love to just say hello really quickly.
Hey. Joe.
You don't want to say hi to Manolo?
Hey, Manolo.
Hey, I'm here too.
I thought I was talking to you first.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you could talk to me first. And then afterwards, do you want to talk to Manolo?
Yeah.
Hey, Sepha.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, you know.
I recognize that mic.
This mic? Oh, no, it's not yours. I have my own.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll borrow things from Sepha.
Well, Sepha, I'm not surprised. You have a lot of cool things, including that doll, which I can't believe you gave away. Do you remember giving that away?
It was Fat Tuesday.
Mm.
Instead of giving me beads or a used margarita chalice, he gave me a jangly doll.
It's good Buddha.
Yeah, cursed with goodness.
This is a real insight into your friendship, and I hate to, disrupt what's happening. So, Sepha, do you have an idea? I mean, obviously, you actually have experience with Bigfoot, so I'm just wondering, how you'd go about catching Manolo if you were...
Oh. I would play him the Bigfoot.
What is
the Bigfoot drum song?
Oh, the Bigfoot drum song. Oh, that works out, because I was going to say your hobby is actually drumming.
Bigfoot, you don't love big rocks. No, not Roxanne. Sorry, Bigfoot, come down from the tree. Big
Earth,
come down from the tree.
Earth.
Boy.
Did that work?
I mean, that seemed to work for me. It really brought me back about 10 years when I first met both of you. I think you were on the same improv team, and I think I saw that exact scene. But I'm glad that it continues to live on in your body's muscle memory.
Well, sometimes you got to go retro.
Sometimes you do have to go retro. What do
here's a piece of trivia. The three of us were in a cartoon where Sepha played a Bigfoot character.
I know, that's what I was just thinking about. I thought, what are the chances? The tables have turned, but it does seem like that drum song was really compelling. I mean, what do you think, Manolo? Were you kind of compelled to come down the tree?
Yeah.
Shoot, you're always getting caught.
I know, it's those sick beats.
Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
Arf. I'm already down, Sepha. How close do you want me to be to the drum?
Be a part of the drum circle.
Oh, no.
Wow. Well, now isn't it interesting that Bigfoot's getting hobbies of his own? Isn't that interesting? Sepha,
it's a splinter game.
It's a splinter game. Listen, I congratulate you. I do believe you just got a custom magnet. Congrats.
Good work.
And congrats to you. Okay, so I looks like we do. Okay, looks like Charles and Maxwell would like to play. I'm going to unmute you all.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Who's Charles? Who's Maxwell?
I'm Charles. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi.
That's Maxwell.
That's Maxwell. Okay,
that's who's older? That's Maxwell.
Who's older?
Who's older?
I'm the older one, Charles.
Oh, you're the older one. Okay, yeah. And who's younger?
Who's younger?
Oh, okay, got it. I think I got it straight. Okay, so are you two playing as a team or playing one individually?
We a team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maxwell holding.
So Maxwell, you're holding like it looks like a little guitar.
What?
Read the guitar.
Okay, that's really interesting because I was about to say that your hobby was guitar. So how do you plan on using the guitar to trap Bigfoot? Now, just Bigfoot, are you still there?
Me.
Okay, how are you going to use your guitar to catch Bigfoot? Can you tell him?
Go home on the range.
Oh.
Okay, so you're going to play Home on the Range and get Bigfoot to come down that way?
You want to show him
how? Bigfoot tree.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Go for it.
Okay. Home on the range.
Oh no.
Caught? Were you caught, Manolo?
Yeah, it made me fall off the tree.
It made him fall off the tree.
Whoa. Good job. He fell out of the tree. Should I grab him? Oh, got him.
Wow, that was teamwork. And you grabbed him. Congratulations. We didn't know what was going to happen, but you're winning a custom magnet. Congrats to Charles and Maxwell.
Thank you.
Nice work.
Fist bump.
Okay, so that was pretty riveting stuff. I'd never heard that kind of cover of Home on the Range before, especially used as a weapon. And that was very, very, very interesting. Okay, so now, listen, we're going to move on to a new game, and it's called Dr. Chucklehead. It's submitted by Megan Heindel from Madison, Wisconsin. All right, so Manolo, do you have a theme song for this?
Yeah, but there's so many instrumentalists that...
Are there some instrumentalists?
So many.
And there's some people with instruments amongst us. Okay, Nikki is showing, looks like, I'm not sure what that instrument is.
A Van Gogh painting?
Nikki, what is that?
It makes a thundery sound when you shake it. So it's just some ambiance.
Probably not
a solo act.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's something to keep in mind. Thank you so much, Nikki. Yeah. Let's just hear that one more time and see if we can detect some kind of melody. Nikki, thank you. Thank you, Nikki. That's real. Appreciate that so much. Okay, we'll keep you in mind. Thank you. Okay, so it looks like Dot does have their banjo now. Okay, so Dot, because we do have some other instruments in the running, you could obviously hear there is a thunder, a thunder.
Bolt.
I was hoping that we could collaborate, that I could do.
Oh, you want to collaborate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that'll probably sound pretty good on suddenly. On Zoom. Okay, Nikki, you're actually back on. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Ready when you are.
Okay.
Dr. Chucklehead.
that was quite enough. Really got me stressed out. Okay, so great job, everybody. That was a lot. Okay, so
do you know what's funny is that my Zoom program had a pop-up that said playing music.
What?
It just asked me if I was playing music.
Look at you are. Look at you are.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Dr. Chucklehead, the theme song. So Meganites, since these saboteurs think they're so funny with their goofs on game names, here's a whole game of exactly that. Maybe this will get it out of their systems. The rules are the caller thinks of the name of a game. Could be a board game, a sport, a children's game, etc. Then they make up a new name for that game that follows the format Dr. Something. Extra points if they can make it rhyme with Dr. Game Show. Example, I think of basketball, and I say Dr. Free Throw.
Whoa.
Manolo and other callers try to guess which game it is. The caller gets a custom magnet if someone guesses correctly. So you think of an already existing game, and you come up with an just completely irritating saboteur name for it. And then everybody has to guess what it was, what the original game was. All right. So, and if you're new to the podcast, the saboteurs are a very small section. Out of the 40 listeners, it's probably 3 or 4 of them that ruin everything for everyone. All right. And that's why we can't play nice games. And that's why we have to keep playing games like Dr. Slurp Slurp. All right. That's why we keep playing that weeks on end. We're playing Dr. Slurp Slurp. OK, and that's because of the saboteurs. All right. And so that's we hate them. OK, so it looks like Kyla and Max in I don't know where you are. Where are you?
Nova Scotia.
Well, well, well. OK. So, OK. Nova Scotia. Incredible. OK, so would you all like to play this game?
I have one. I don't know if Max has one, but I have one. I've got one locked and loaded. You can think of one.
Wow. I'm so glad you have one ready.
So I just say the name of the game and you guys guess what it is?
Yeah, somebody else has to guess what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the name of the game is Doctor Down You Go.
Yeah. Doctor Down You Go. Who knows what this is? Doctor Down You Go. Does anyone know what game this is? Okay, Oren thinks he knows. Okay.
Sorry?
Is it Sorry?
I want to say it's close, but it's a board game. That's pretty close.
Okay, it's close, Oren. Okay, Oren. Okay, it's close. Okay, Elizabeth. Okay, where are you, Elizabeth?
It's Campbellsville, Kentucky. Yes, it's a mouthful. Yeah.
Okay, I'm so glad you're here. Okay, so Elizabeth, do you think you know what the game is?
Thank you. I was thinking chutes and ladders, but particularly.
Yes, the
chutes.
That's right.
Well, congratulations. Now, I do believe the rules state that. Okay, so Elizabeth, you get nothing, but Kyla, you do get a magnet. So, congratulations.
I wish we could share the magnet.
Unfortunately, you can't. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, well, actually, Elizabeth, we're going to keep you on because if you happen to have one, I do want you to get a chance to win.
Oh, that would be great. Okay, and first, I would like to mention happy 2-year Max funiversary. Yes, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody. Yay. Okay.
Good work, everyone.
We made it happen. Yay. Yeah. I mean, you know, mostly you.
You know, mostly you. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Okay. So mine was Dr. Sugar Place.
Huh?
Dr. Sugar Place.
Dr. Sugar Place. Okay. Okay, great. Douglas in Schenectady, New York. Is that right? Douglas, is that where you are?
Yes.
Wow.
Schenectady, okay. The Electric City.
The Electric City, of course. So, Douglas, do you have an idea of what's going on here, Dr. Sugar Place?
I don't really have an idea of what's going on, but I do have a guess.
Yeah, okay.
But I think Dr. Sugar Place has to be Candyland.
Is that correct, Elizabeth?
You are correct, sir.
Well, Douglas, you get nothing. Elizabeth, you do get a custom magnet. Congratulations, Elizabeth. Way to go. Really,
so,
Douglas. Douglas, we will keep you on, actually.
All right. So, I have one. Doctor thinks a lot.
Doctor thinks a lot. Who knows this one? Doctor thinks a lot. Doctor thinks.
Yeah, it wasn't a good one.
No, it seems like it's pretty good. Okay, Mark and Michael and somebody else. Hello, where are you calling
from? You're in England.
Hi.
Mark and Michael and Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think Doctor thinks a lot is?
Mastermind?
Is it mastermind?
I wish I could say yes, because that's a better name for mastermind.
Wow. Okay. Mark, Michelle, Michael, we'll come back to you. Thank you so much for calling in from England. Okay. Oh, you have it. What is it?
Oh, no, I said fine.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks so much. Okay, great. Okay, so, Nikki, you have an idea. Nikki in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Is it school?
Is it school?
Oh, no.
Nikki, is school a game?
The game of school.
Yeah, if you win, it's a game.
Thank you so much, Nikki, for your perspective. Thank you. Okay, looks like Oren. Oren has another guess. Oren, yeah.
Chess?
Yes!
Oh my goodness, it is chess, yes!
Well.
I didn't say it was a good one.
Wow.
Custom magnets.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, Oren, actually, you don't get a custom magnet. It's just Douglas. Okay, so Douglas, congrats. Okay, but Oren, we will keep you on. And it's actually your turn now. Oren, it's actually your turn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dr. Block's show.
Dr. Block's show? Dr. Blush. Okay, Dot might have a guess. Dot in Florida.
Is it Legos?
No.
Wow. Okay, Dot. It's not Legos. Okay, let's see. Is it, okay, Noah? And I believe Noah and Oren know each other. Is that correct?
Yeah, she's my aunt.
Okay, well, that works out pretty good. Okay, so Noah, let's see. Are you getting an alert to unmute? Oh, there we go. Okay.
Okay, yes, I'm in. I think just knowing what he likes, is it Roblox?
Yeah.
Well.
Wow, inside. Well,
listen, family knows family, job. And that's what we've learned. And actually, Oren, you get a custom magnet and your aunt gets nothing. So congrats to you. Congrats. Okay. So, Noah, do you have one?
I do have one. Okay. Dr. Poultry.
Dr. Poultry?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Poultry. Does anyone know it? Dr. Poultry. Trisha, do you have your hand up? Trisha from Rocky Hill. We haven't heard from you since the Zooms began. It's nice to see your face. Trisha, do you have an idea of Dr. Poultry?
Hi. I don't know Dr. Poultry. I put my hand up a long time ago, so I don't know. I put it up for something way different, but I'll try.
Well, what did you put your hand up for?
I put it up for the Bigfoot game, but it's fine. I know you have a lot of people to get to. I'll try though. Let's see. I can't really think of a game that involves poultry.
Maybe birds.
Angry Birds.
Is it Angry Birds?
It could have been, but it's not.
Okay, well, Trisha, we'll come back to you, Trisha, for sure. Okay, looks like Zach might have an idea. Zach in Providence, Rhode Island?
It might be a stretch, but I think I know it.
Yeah, do you think it's a stretch?
Is it Duck Duck Goose?
It is Duck Duck Goose.
What?
Wow, okay, that's Noah. You get a custom magnet. Good work.
Nothing to hold over.
Wow, and Zach, you did it. That's all I can
say.
Yeah,
I'm proud of myself.
Okay, we are moving on. Okay, thank you so much. And now it is
a word from our sponsors. Who could it be? I added that part.
Bombas is dedicated to making the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
Yep, they've rethought every detail of their socks to make them way more comfortable. and it's true.
It's true. They are very, very comfortable. They are pretty cool socks. I like the colors of them.
Yeah, one of the ones I got was the deconstructed Sesame Street design. I got the Ernie one, uh-huh. And I got so many compliments, and so I had to pull up the sock to show them Ernie's nose, which was just a red circle, and be like, "They're Sesame Street." I didn't know people actually looked at my feet area.
You have beautiful ankles.
Yeah, it's probably it.
These socks, they do more than keep feet cozy. They give back to the most vulnerable members of our community. For every pair of socks you purchase, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. They have donated over 40 million pairs of socks and counting through their nationwide network of 3,000 giving partners.
And the impact is more powerful than ever. To those experiencing homelessness, these socks represent the dignity of putting on clean clothes, a small comfort that's especially important right now.
So give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/gameshow. That's bombas.com/gameshow for 20% off your first purchase.
Bombas.com/gameshow.
Nice. Okay. So if you have been trying to cut down on carbs and sugar and unhealthy food, you might think you can't eat any of the good stuff anymore. Well, that's wrong, because you can still have Magic Spoon.
Yeah, Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs, and only 140 calories in each serving.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free.
Magic Spoon is releasing 2 limited edition flavors this month. Cookies and cream, what? And maple waffle, what?
Or build your own box. What?
What?
With cocoa?
What's that?
Rudy?
What?
Frosted?
Eh?
Peanut butter?
Eh?
And cinnamon? I think my favorite flavor might be cinnamon, if I'm being honest.
I don't know if I had that yet, but I like to mix it all. Peanut butter with cocoa. Yeah.
I think I do like Magic Spoon. Like, I like eating it, but I do think that it's all paying off at the end when you eat the, when you drink the milk.
Does it flavor your milk?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Nice. Classic.
And then you're like, well, I didn't realize that breakfast has a dessert.
Yeah. Just like the childhood cereals.
So go to magicspoon.com/gameshow to grab the new limited edition cookies and cream, maple waffle, or a custom bundle of cereal to try today. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
And be sure to use our promo code GAMESHOW at checkout to save $5 off your order. That's magicspoon.com/gameshow and use the code GAMESHOW to save $5.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
I want to try the cookies and cream. It's going to taste like a warm cookies and cream ice cream. Or room temperature? I don't know. It's like the ice cream without the headache. Ice cream headache.
Okay, we would like to suggest you listen to the JV Club with Janet Varney.
The JV Club is a podcast where Janet Varney interviews women from across pop culture to talk all about their teen years.
Janet is an actor and voice actor who's been in such great shows as You're the Worst and The Legend of Korra.
Janet and her guests share stories about what they used to be into, the crushes that they had, the trouble they got into, and how it all made them into who they are today.
Plus, they wrap the show up with a special game of MASH, Mansion, Apartment, Shack, House, to determine their best fictitious life.
Did you ever play that?
Heck yeah.
I feel like I've played it like in a bar or something.
It's pretty helpful. But listen, check it out, the JV Club with Janet Varney. Janet is so funny, and you're going to love this show.
Very nice person. Hey, guess what? The Greatest Generation is a comedy show where the hosts, Ben and Adam, review Star Trek. They started with TNG, have completed DS9, and are now reviewing Voyager.
It's more than just a recap podcast. They have a cast of funny characters and running gags, and they identify the silliest characters in each episode, and they bust each other's chops, all while celebrating their favorite television franchise.
The hosts have both worked in film production, so they bring a strong cinema studies and technical knowledge to the proceedings. So you might learn about split diopters in one moment and laugh at an astonishingly vulgar joke about an alien's butt in the next.
Astonishingly.
What did I say?
Astonishingly.
Did I? No, I didn't.
Yeah, twice.
Astonishingly.
Astonishingly.
All right. The hosts have the hosts have both worked in film production, so they bring a strong cinema studies and technical knowledge to the proceedings. So you might learn about split diopters in one moment and laugh at an astonishingly vulgar joke and an alien's butt in the next. What did I say?
Not a joke in the butt. It's an astonishingly vulgar joke in an alien's butt.
Oh man. All right. It's funny that I got split diopters, right? All right. The hosts have both worked in film production, so they bring a strong cinema studies and technical knowledge to the proceedings. So you might learn about split diopters in one moment and laugh at an astonishingly vulgar joke about an alien's butt in the next.
So check it out. It's a great podcast. You're gonna have a great time.
They're clever people.
I mean, what is there to lose? Check it out. You're gonna love it. The Greatest Generation is available wherever you listen to your podcasts. All right, so we have one more game that we're going to play with you all, and this is a game called Dr. Slurp Slurp. And it's also known as With That Being Slurped.
Oh, boy.
It's the winning game from the previous episode, and the rules are by Jeremiah Kitchen from Cleveland, Ohio. I just wanted to check in. Dot, do you have a theme song at the ready for this?
I could try and make one up.
Okay, and what is this instrument?
Oh, this is a resonator guitar.
Okay, great.
Manola, do you want to sing? Or?
Sure, I'll sing Dr. Slurp Slurp. Oh, Dr. Slurp Slurp. Who is gonna slurp slurp? With that being slurp slurp, let's play slurp slurp. Unless you're in the dirt dirt, you can't play slurp slurp. With that being slurp slurp, you're just dead.
What? Okay, thanks, Dot. Appreciate that. That was really great. And what was the last lyric, Manola?
Oh, like, if you're in the dirt dirt, you can't play slurp slurp because you're dead. Or just sleeping. I don't know.
It was dark. It was dark. Okay, thanks, Dot. Appreciate it.
Good work.
You know, you keep, you know, brainstorming on that stuff. Okay, so Here's Jeremiah's rules. Players create a new greeting in the context as well. Example, slurp, slurp to you for when you meet your friend at a local soup shop. You clink your bowls together and say, slurp, slurp to you. If it catches on, you win.
That's a great game.
So I guess we'll only, I guess the only way it catches on is if other people start using it. So we'll just see.
In the world?
I mean, in the Zoom, maybe.
Okay.
Okay, so we really haven't heard from Sepha in almost too long, I would say. So Sepha, I mean, this seems like the kind of game for you, no offense, but you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what your new greeting would be. We got the drum.
It's going to involve the drum.
Slurp, 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 slurp.
Wait a second.
Slurp.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to take that. So that's, yeah, no, I think, and when would you use that kind of thing?
Right in the intro.
Okay, thank you, Sepha. Okay,
I'm confused.
So what, I mean, Sepha's going, he, you know, goes, he goes by the beat of his own drum, quite literally. And that's, and that's why we love him. So if anybody else has a drum, this is the time to bring it out. Okay, so let's see. Now we do it. I feel like we haven't really heard from Trisha enough. So Trisha in Rocky Hill, Trisha, do you have a greeting?
Yeah, I do. It's and this is like a little bit this is a little bit niche, but I think we could find a way to start using it. Mm-hmm. It's Biyab.
Huh?
One more time. Wait, we can't hear you, Trisha. Cut out. Trisha? Trisha? What happened to Trisha? Trisha, we can't hear you at all. Trisha, do you want to unplug your headphones and try it again?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Could you do it again and explain?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, so the thing would be BYOB, which is BYOB, but it doesn't stand for bring your own beverage. It could stand for anything. Bring your own baby, bring your own bumpkin, bring your own bathroom, bring your own bidet, bring your own.
Let's just rewind a bit. And what do you mean by bring your own bumpkin?
I mean, a country bumpkin, like maybe you're going to a dance and you have to bring a country bumpkin with you.
Yeah, the bumpkin ball.
Oh, the bumpkin.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So, so Biyob. Is that correct?
Biyob.
Biyob. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, it seems like it can catch on. Could you just give us an example?
Or a scenario.
Oh, a casual scenario?
Yeah, just kind of work it in just so we know how.
Oh, yeah. Like if you're going to a workout class, you'd like say to your friend, like, be odd, like bring your.
Bring your what?
Bring your what? Bring your what? Bring your what?
Bring at a workout class?
Sorry, all of a sudden I couldn't hear you guys. What blessing you heard?
We heard bring your own.
Oh, bring your own booty shorts.
Booty shorts.
Like workout class.
That was booty shorts. Yeah, that was great. Thank you so much, Trisha. Okay, so we'll see if B-Ub catches on.
B-Ub.
Really good in the running. Really good. Okay.
Speaking of which, if I said B-Ub, it would be bring your own bratwurst, which I have on the slow roller, on the hot dog roller.
You had to get it in, didn't you?
Yeah.
Had to get it in.
I'm going to see what it's like to have it going for a whole hour and a half. Because those chips didn't do it.
If I said B-Ub, I'd say bring your own beatboxing. So I guess we all have to bring our talents to the stage, huh?
That's true, yeah.
Okay, so this is unfortunately a lightning round, so everyone will have to go. Okay, so let's hear from Charles again. Charles, we know Charles from, yeah. So, Charles, you're missing your partner in crime, but we would like to hear from you.
He did leave. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay, Charles. We want to hear from you too. So, Charles, what do you have an expression you think would catch on?
Hey, I play the euphonium. And you could use that generally anytime you're out in public.
You say that. Could you just give us an example of like a conversation with two people where that
like a little play?
Yeah, a little play.
Sure. So if you are at the mall and you see somebody at a cheese kiosk and you're walking by and they say, "You, sir, would you like some Gouda?" And you're like, "Hey, I play the euphonium."
Euphonium. What's a euphonium?
No, I understand.
This.
Oh, and let's just hear that really quickly.
It blows out the speakers every time I try, but
let's try it.
Here it goes.
That's right. A big noise.
That's a big noise, and we do appreciate that. Thanks so much, Charles. We'll see if that catches on.
So far we have
Biob, and I play the euphonium. Okay, so we're going to hear from everybody. Let's go ahead. Noah, you are up. So Noah,
Merry poking, and that's when you see a friend at a COVID-19 vaccination center.
What do you say?
Merry poking.
Mm. Merry poking. Okay, yeah. Merry poking.
Mm-hmm. Like Merry Christmas.
That is up against currently Biob and
I play a euphonium.
Slurp with the drums. And then also I have a euphonium, so Merry poking. No, it is in the running, and it is definitely in the Merry poking. Thank you so much. Okay, we will see what catches on so far. So, Douglas, we wanted to talk to you. Yes?
I have a request real quick.
What?
Instead of slurp, slurp with the drums, can you do beatboxing and then say slurp, slurp? Because that's your talent.
Yeah, I guess if that's my talent.
But then you have to say slurp, slurp, too.
Slurp, slurp.
All right.
Okay, sorry. Douglas, sorry that caught into your lightning round time.
I'm sorry.
About 3 seconds left, but what do you think?
So, first of all, I have to say slurp, slurp, slurpy, slurp, slurp to all of you. Biob to all of you. Hey, I play the euphonium to all of you, and Merry Poking to all of you.
Okay, so they're all in the running now. Okay.
Sorry, I love them all. But I was thinking Miracle Meat.
Miracle Meat?
Yeah, so like if you're at, particularly like if you're at a picnic,
mm-hmm.
and you have either a hot dog or... a hamburger that's really good, or like one of those like vegan hamburgers,
mm-hmm.
or like those mushroom burgers, mm-hmm. and you want to let everyone know, around you know that it's a really delicious thing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You let everyone you see, you're like, Miracle Meat.
Mm.
Oh yeah, no, that seems definitely to have a really cool ring to it. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that. It was something you yell when you like bump into someone you know in a crowd and you're like, Miracle Meat. Like, it's serendipitous that we met.
I'm sorry, Manolo. I'm sorry. Douglas, is that what you meant by Miracle Meat?
Why is it that this is the second time now where someone has said something that's way better than what I can?
I mean, I just like the idea that people would. It's like, or if you don't know them, you could just yell Mystery Meat.
I'm so sorry for this guy, Douglas. I'm so sorry for him.
No,
okay, so
Manolo is clearly the brains behind this operation.
How dare you say such a thing? Okay, so.
It's okay, a collab.
Douglas, I mean, Miracle Meat, this might work in your favor. Miracle Meat might take on, you know, just because it has multiple meetings.
Yes. But, okay, I'm down with that.
Okay, we'll see what happens, Douglas. We'll see what happens. Okay, so, wow. All right, we are in the lightning round. I will remind you, Manolo. Okay, so Mark, Michael, and Michelle, you're up.
It's been a miracle meeting you all. And,
Merry poking to you.
So much fun. Michael has got one.
Dapping up the bros.
Dapping up the bros.
Dapping up the bros. Yeah, what's that? Dapping up the bros.
Fist bumping them.
Yeah, when would you do it?
When you meet them.
Uh-huh. When you meet them.
Yeah. Just punching each other.
Dapping up the bros.
Yeah.
What can we say?
Yeah, what can you say? Dapping up the bros. I mean, it seems to have a ring to it, for sure. Dapping up the bros.
Makes me feel young.
Yeah, well, okay, we'll see what happens, but that is definitely in the running. Dapping up the bros to you, and dapping up the bros to you.
Okay. Comes with an action.
It comes with an action.
Just Elizabeth, punching each other.
Elizabeth, we'd love to hear from Elizabeth in Kentucky.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was thinking swish, swish, similar to slurp, slurp. Mm-hmm. Swish, swish. This would be particularly when you're wearing a hoop skirt and you have to pass your friend who's also wearing a hoop skirt. So you must kind of turn to the side, squeeze a little. And then at that moment, you would both say, swish, swish.
Oh, yeah.
Yummy.
No. I hear you completely. And it definitely makes sense to me.
It's a Victorian greeting.
It certainly is. Kind of like dap up the bros. definitely from the same era. And, you know, it's hard to know at this point what's the true thing that's going to really catch on. Is it, I mean, remember Mary Poking? That seems kind of Victorian as well at this point. So we'll see what happens. But Swish Swish is definitely in the running. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Swish Swish.
So much. And we're just going to check in with Sepha really quick. Sepha, just from checking, do you still, you're still pretty much standing by the drum thing?
Yeah, but I have another one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's hear that. Oh, the drum's coming back. Okay.
Still with the drums.
Duty to pop.
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 But with the drum.
Oh.
Duty to pop.
What if you say it without the drum? Duty to pop.
It's not going to be the same.
Okay, and Sepha, just so we know, what do you think it means?
It means top of the morning to you.
Thanks so much, Sepha.
It's like the Americanized version.
Yeah, tootie two pop. Yeah, okay, so that is...
West Coast.
Yeah, that is very East Coast, yeah.
East Coast.
Thank you, Sepha, that's very helpful. I don't know if... Oren, I'm curious if you can top Tootie Two Pop.
Top Tootie Two Pop.
What did you say to us?
Gasolo.
Gasolo?
Gasolo. Yeah.
Like buffalo, but with gas?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
So you're saying hi to someone when you're at the gas station.
Thanks, Orr. That, you know, I didn't think you could top Tootie Tupop, but Gasolo is...
Gasolo.
Okay, and Orr has muted himself. Okay. Gasolo is... I mean, that's really in the running.
I like it.
Nikki, do you think you could top Gasolo?
Yeah, I was thinking it's magnetic to meet you, which is like when you're greeting someone, you're really excited to meet them, but also you kind of want to hint that you're hoping they'll give you a magnet. You know, that comes up sometimes.
That does come up sometimes. Just as you might run into someone at the gas station, say gas hello. It might come up that you are looking, it's magnetic to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it seems to hold weight. You know, it seems pretty good. Nikki, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I mean, this seems like it could be it. I don't know.
Or if you meet someone at the magnet factory, you could say magnet hello.
Yeah. I do also like Tootie Tupop.
Tootie Tupop.
Okay, so Tootie Tupop is still in the running for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting to know. Okay, so thank you so much, Nikki. We're going to check Dot. Dot, I mean, we'd love to hear your your take right. on everything.
It's been so magnetic to meet you one and all. I was thinking that sometimes you're out walking and you see somebody from a distance and it's uncomfortable. You don't know when to say hello. Mm-hmm. How much of the conversation do you want to yell from a distance? And you could just yell from a distance to put it on pause. You can just yell "Harbinger" as sort of like a harbinger of your imminent conversation and the sort of peril and discomfort that's going to contain, so that they can prepare themselves.
Yeah, no,
I've always used it that way.
I think it's really amazing that on the same Zoom we can have Tootie Tupop and Harbinger. I think that's really important, you know, for just that diversity of ideas here is really, really
it's
special.
It's a beautiful community.
It's a beautiful community.
I'd say so.
Harbinger, Tootie Tupop. Swish, swish, if you will. And so, Dot, thank you so much. This is very helpful. Absolutely. Harbinger, Harbinger. Okay.
A harbinger to you.
All right. And a harbinger to you. Okay. Kyla and Max and a Beob and a Beob.
Yeah. I got one.
Cool. Okay. Max.
And you're meeting someone whose name you do not know, and there's something embarrassing has just happened to them. You say, "Hey, Corky Romano." And you clasp them by the face and kiss their cheeks.
Wait, what?
Like, what's a scenario? Like, if you...
Like, if they knock over a shrimp canapé or something, you know?
They knock over a shrimp. They knock over a shrimp. Then you say, "Hey, Romano," and then you kiss them on both of their cheeks.
Right on the cheeks.
Right on the cheeks.
Okay, so this definitely makes sense. I mean, we have the range of ideas here from gas hello to "Hey, Corky Romano." Really helpful. People in the chat are saying that it sounds European, and I think that's actually an insult. But yeah. I'm ready for you to take pride in this. Okay, this is really, it's hard to know what's going to catch on. It's really hard. Okay, obviously, yeah. I don't think
"Hey, Corky Romano"
on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have one that I'm hoping catches on because it's one that I actually use, so I may be cheating a little bit, but mm-hmm. So I have like really bad seasonal allergies, and everybody mm-hmm. constantly thinks that I'm really sick all the time, mm-hmm. so I always get the question, "Well, is it like, are you okay?" And so mm-hmm. I just say, "'Tis the sneezing."
Tis the what?
Sneezing? "'Tis the sneezing," yeah.
"'Tis the sneezing."
"'Tis the sneezing." Kind of a play on Mary poking.
Hmm? Yeah.
Of course. And, you say it before the vaccine.
Just in terms of just general reaction, since you have tried this in the field, Zach, exactly like what do people, are people pretty excited to hear this? Or?
I mean, pretty much any time I open my mouth, people give me weird looks, so it's nothing really.
Okay. This is pretty helpful to kind of know 'tis the sneezing. Let me just I'm just gonna check in really quick with our resident drum guy really quick. Thank you, Zach, for your submission. Just Sepha, I you're you know to be too to be too to
hey
to be too top.
Yeah, to be Sepha, did you feel is a pretty solid one?
Harbinger?
No.
He put pause on the Zoom.
Yeah, can we just hear "'tis the
sneezing"? "'Tis the sneezing."
With the drum.
"'Tis the sneezing." "'Tis the sneezing."
Yeah. Just do it three times at them.
Thank you so much, Steph. I really appreciate that. Okay.
So you're breaking up a little.
I'm breaking up?
Just a little.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. It looks okay. I do want to check in. We haven't heard from Owen yet. I think Owen just joined us from Portland, Oregon. Owen, are you there?
I am. Owen, me and Bud.
Do you feel like you have a sense of this game?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think what we would do is just yell 6 feet at people, but only as long as they're actually 6 feet between everyone present. That's the only way you can use that. So like if it's a dog and you can yell 6 feet at someone, or if it's three people, you can yell 6 feet at someone.
So this is
and then you just run away.
Yeah. This is kind of the opposite of the Corky Romano pitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 6 feet.
See, Joe gets it.
6 feet. Yeah, I get it for sure. 6 feet.
I get it now.
Where's host Sam?
Six.
Where's host Sam?
Where's host Sam?
Yeah.
We don't. We're really trying to distance ourselves from any outrageous 13-year-olds at this moment. But thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Hope Sam as well. Hope Sam as well. So thanks, Owen, for asking. Really appreciate that.
6 feet to you too.
6 feet, Manuela.
To you, and 6 feet to you. Okay, so that's. It's kind of hard to tell what really got on. I guess I'll check in with Charles. Charles in Kansas. I mean, you seem pretty. I don't know. I guess invested. I just want to know, what do you think is going
to... I like Gasolo a lot. That's a lot better than mine.
Charles, really appreciate that honest opinion. I'll just going to check in with the... gas station, but guess hello.
Guess hello. I play the Euphorium.
Owen, how do you feel about maybe winning this game?
Fun.
Okay, nice. Thanks so much, Owen. That's the answer we were hoping for. Okay, so with that being said, we did play Dr. Slurp Slurp, Dr. Chucklehead, and Bigfoot Festival. You do get to vote in the chat for your favorite game, and that game we will play again next episode. So please vote in the chat. That would be great. Really, just again, the choices are Bigfoot Festival, Dr. Chucklehead, and Dr. Slurp Slurp. Okay. I'm not sure what Dr. Gas is. It does seem like we've already... Okay. Okay. Bigfoot, Dr. Gas, Slurp Slurp, Dr. Chucklehead, Dr. Gas, hello. Slurp Slurp, Dr. Bigfoot, Bigfoot Festival, Dr. Werewolf Elton John, Dr. Slurp Gas, Dr. Slurp Slurp, Dr. Slurp Slurp, Bigfoot Slurp Fest, Dr. Biob, Dr. Drums, Dr. Tiny Big Feet, Dr. Biob. Manila, are you feeling like a sense of there's a clear winner?
I see Doctor a lot. That's kind of the through line, Dr. Something or other.
Mm-hmm. It does seem like maybe it's this, okay. And we've got Maxwell is voting for Bigfoot Festival. Dr. Bring Your Own Baby. Dr. Bring Your Own Bigfoot. Okay.
Just really okay, so, converging Dr. everything. Dr.
Something or other. Thanks, Douglas. Really appreciate that. Okay. So really just kind of fishing at the bottom. Dr. Something or other. it does look like the winning right now. It looks like maybe Slurp Slurp and Bigfoot are tied. It looks like Doctor Make Up a Game. Okay, so now at this point, it's
just like
point.
Someone Dr. coming Drum. Out of a coma, trying to form a sentence. It's like a stream of consciousness.
You know what
of
really
democracy
gets me is that I look at the people. These nasty little comments in the chat, and I look at their faces going, and they're having a good. What really gets me, okay, that they're loving it, okay. I'm gonna go ahead and say that it looks like the Bigfoot is it does like, seem like that is the winning game. So that
like Bigfoot Festival,
the Bigfoot Festival.
Okay, we're in celebrating.
So congratulations to Corey. Corey, you won against all odds. You won. Mm-hmm. And really, really good work. Congratulations to everybody who played today. Dot, if you could just play us out, if you could. Congrats to everybody who won a magnet today. And if you could, Dot, maybe some kind of version of the theme song would be great. I'm just going to do the special thanks. And Manolo, you're welcome to sing along.
All right.
Special thanks to our producer, Alex, Dan, our mixer, Andy Christens. It's recorded remotely via Zoom, and the theme song is by Big Huge. You can subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dr. Game Show. Buy a Dr. Game Show t-shirt designed by Manila at nextgamestore.com. Feel free to send us your fan art or your theme songs to drgameshow@gmail.com. That with the beautiful music and the chaos in the chat. Thank you so much, Dad. Appreciate that. Appreciate that a lot. Appreciate all of you for being a part of this. We do have, it seems we have a question. This is not really standard, but Oren has a question. So, okay, I guess we'll hear from Oren.
I don't have a question. I just wanted to tell you that Unmixed Award on episode 51 was the game that I sent with my aunt.
Whoa.
What was it?
Unmixed Award.
Whoa. So a celebrity is in our midst. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, you don't have celebrities anymore on Dr. Game Show. Well, actually, you're wrong. And a guest hello to you. Oren, well, congrats. Thank you very much for submitting that game. if anyone else has a claim to celebrity fame, we would love to hear it at this moment. Okay, great. Okay, so it looks like we have a drawing of... of Manolo, that's beautiful. Okay,
it's a good item, Manolo.
It's gorgeous. It's really gorgeous. It has a little mustache and everything. And your hair. And this is just a moment where Manolo does share exactly what he's been thinking about this whole episode. I do think you have been rather checked in, but maybe your brain did go somewhere else.
Well, what if I was checked in? Then I wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Then you wouldn't be doing your job right.
So it's like a lose-lose situation.
A win-win, almost. So what do you think, Manolo? You want to start now?
I forgot about this part, so I don't know what I would think about. but I don't know. Did you already start?
Yeah, dude. What's going on? You don't know what you thought about?
I don't know what I thought about. Yeah. Do I have any more gifts from friends?
I think I know what you were thinking about.
What was I thinking about?
I think I know what you're thinking about. Maybe you don't want to go there.
Of the bathroom emergency? Yeah. It wasn't a, I mean, you know, it's just a standard emergency, like almost a fire drill, really. I mean, you know, like at work when like you're in the middle of like doing your job, which was setting up the thing, but, you know, setting up your whole, you know, the microphone and the webcam and all that, but then it's, but oh, I also had to make my a choco chai drink, and then in the middle of that, the fire alarm went off, because I think because of my little edible salt plates, I ate a whole bag of chips, and I just had a, you know, just a quick drill, and then I waved goodbye, flushed the toilet, and jumped on.
Are you seeing the people's faces right now? They are not just happy.
It's like when I do stand up.
Well. Manolo, I do think that you did cover your Manolo Minute, which is your contract. You're contractually obligated to do so. So I think you did great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You just reminded me. I had a have to cancel my insurance policy.
Oh, glad I could help.
From the studio I don't rent from anymore.
Yeah, I'm good glad I could be of, yeah. I'll tell you something that I've been thinking about. Maybe this will inspire you.
Okay.
So I just watched The Social Network for the first time.
Really?
Never seen it before.
What do you think?
Didn't know the Winklevoss twins were played by one guy.
Yeah, the Winklevoss twins was played by one cannibal.
Yeah. Kind of crazy, huh?
It's pretty impressive.
Anyway.
Like, you could look up the behind the scenes, and it's like a lot of green screens and stuff. It's pretty
interesting. Oh, that makes sense. Well, anyways, I think that's when you really, you know.
That's your takeaway from that movie?
Yeah, I didn't know they were played by one.
Cannibal.
Yeah.
My takeaway was like, how are they going to make this interesting? And then they did. By putting in a twin played by one cannibal.
Yeah. So something to think about.
Special effects.
Well, that's been the Manola Minute and the episode of Dr. Game Show. Thanks for listening and being here.
Yeah. And thanks, everybody. Good work.
Okay. Good work. Goodbye.
Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.